It's Thinking Out Loud, KBIA 91.3 FM. There is a lot going on in the next couple of weeks at the Boone County Historical Society. We're going to be telling you tonight about a concert with a couple of singers, and then their monthly book author event, Meet the Author, talking with David James about his book, The Artistry of Albert Ruger, A Bird's Eye View of Columbia, circa 1869. And we're going to talk about all of that. We have Debbie D'Agostino, who was one of the singers who will be a part of that. David James, who has written the book, A Bird's Eye View of Columbia, circa 1869. And the executive director of the Boone County Historical Society, Chris Campbell, all joining us here. So welcome to you all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Chris, let me start with you and just kind of take a moment The name pretty much says the story, but just kind of introduces to what the work is of the Boone County Historical Society.
Well, the biggest news we've had in the last year is the fact that after 28 years of being generally referred to as the County Historical Society, we thought it was important to give our building and all of our venues a new name. So we're still the Boone County Historical Society, a nonprofit, but we're now in a building that we refer to and we are rebranding as the Boone County History and Culture Center. And our two guests today are part of the reason why it was important to say this is more than a history museum. It's a culture center. We've got regular Meet the Author events celebrating literature and books like David's, regular concerts that celebrate phenomenal local musicians like Debbie, the city's largest art gallery that's not part of the University of Missouri, and so on. So that's a lot of the work that we do.
And it's a very rich history for Boone County, and we'll talk about that more as we get in here with David. The events are going to be coming up. July the 16th is the concert. That's actually going to be this coming Monday evening, and that's going to be with Debbie D'Agostino and Cheryl Nichols. It's called Power and Beauty Times Two. A couple of vocal phenoms,
squared.
It says here. Squared. Thank you. Okay.
Power plus beauty squared.
Power yeah. plus beauty squared. Debbie, tell us about that concert and what you guys are going to be doing.
Well, there's actually another person participating. Her name's Roshara Knight, and Roshara is a singer. Cheryl Nichols is her accompanist. They're going to do one set, and Roshara's music, at least that she's doing for this concert, is sort of towards the Broadway and standard kinds of tunes. She's got a beautiful voice. I've only heard her once, but I've heard wonderful things about her. And then there'll be a little intermission, and then my brother John is going to come up and play the piano with me. And the two of us are just going to be just the two of us alone, which we've never done in the, I don't want to say how we've been playing, making music together pretty much for 50 years. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be like more R&B, a little blues, not any jazz to speak of, but it should be pretty rousing, and I think people will like it.
And it's probably a name that people, if they've been around the music scene, will recognize. You've got a lot of relatives around town playing music.
Well, my brother John has a band currently called the Fried Crawdaddies, and they are doing quite well, and they're doing all original music, most of it written by him, some by Jerome Wheeler, who is mm-hmm. a friend of ours from the past. And my brother Sam and his daughters play music together, and they're going to start. He unfortunately, two of his daughters had children, so they had to take a break from singing with Dad, and
yes.
Dad's now, okay, that baby's a year old now, you can come up and sing with me. So that's going to happen again. John and I both had been musicians in Columbia. I had a band with him for 10 years, and I had another band of my own for like 13. Didn't sing for about 10 years. I'm back singing again. I'm
good.
Very excited about it, and can't think of a better person to do it with than Johnny.
Outstanding. And that, again, is going to be July 16th, a Monday night. Tell me about the title, Power and Beauty Squared.
Well, I have to confess that that came out of my wee brain.
Okay.
Our series producers, Audra Sergel and Michelle Curry, who coordinate the series, Audra in particular knew both Debbie and Roshara and came to me and said, you know what, I don't think these two have ever been out in your concert series at this Boone Piano. We need to get them out, and can we put them together in a show? And I said, great. So, and I hadn't met Debbie or Roshara prior to that, but they sent me the photographs. and a little bit of information on both. And I just looked at the photos and I realized I have to have a title for this show. And Audra didn't have one. And I thought, well, and actually I arrived at it after about maybe 3 seconds. I just looked at the photos and I thought about the women and what they do. And I'd heard about their voices. And I just went, power plus beauty squared. And then I checked it with Audra. I go, what do you think? She goes, it's great. So that's how we ended up with that.
And you mentioned the Boone piano, and for people that have not been to concerts out there, this is a mm-hmm. cool thing. This is a piano with a great deal of history and a cool story behind it.
It really is. The piano is the anchor behind the entire series. It is a phenomenal opportunity each time there's a concert there for art and history to quite literally intersect. So this is a piano built in 1891. It's a 9-foot-long grand piano. The entire casing is made of oak. And it was Boone's piano in his house on 4th Street for the last 30 years of his life. And I get excited every time a concert occurs, which is generally about once every 8 weeks, because people are sitting and playing and being accompanied by a piano that literally produced music under Boone's fingers for 30 years.
And it's built to withstand some pretty heavy playing. Boone was a substantial guy, and I understand he used to tear pianos up at a pretty regular clip, and so they built this one specifically for him being a man with a lot of power.
That's correct, and it's exactly how he had it built, and I'm not a pianist, but I'm told by everybody that's ever played it, it's got very heavy action. I've had pianists come to me after the show and say, my fingers are going to have to rest for 2 days now.
Oh, yeah.
But you're right. Boone had a reputation, and it wasn't a myth. He had a reputation for literally destroying pianos' actions within several weeks of playing them regularly, daily. And so when he custom ordered this from Chicago in 1891, he asked them to make it very, very sturdy.
Outstanding. Well, and it's great that it's been preserved for the ages and that you guys are able to do the concerts now. Am I remembering correctly that it was there in Douglas High School for quite a while?
It was. It's been all over Missouri. It was kind of lost in Joplin for many, many years before it was retrieved. But, yeah, it's been in several places, and it's been with the Boone County Historical Society since about 1978. We had it in the Maplewood House for a long time before we built our own building. But now that we've had this museum, it's been in the History and Culture Center for the last couple of decades.
I have to add something. Whenever I started looking for an accompanist for this concert, it's almost got mythical proportions in the minds of the piano players in Boone County, because they're like, how long do I have to play it? I said, oh, just an hour. Oh, okay.
Johnny's going to be warming up now and then.
Johnny's already been on it. He's like, okay, he's played it once, and he's going to play it every time we practice from now on.
And that show again is coming up Monday night, July 16th, Power Plus Beauty Squared with Rashara Knight and Debbie DiAgostino. It's Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. I'm Darren Helwedge. Our guest again, Chris Campbell, the executive director of the Boone County Historical Society, Debbie DiAgostino, one of the singers who will be at the concert Monday night, and David James. And we're going to bring David into the conversation now. This is a new book that he has just published, and they're going to be doing an author conversation with him Saturday the 21st, a week from this coming Saturday. And the book is called A Bird's Eye View of Columbia, circa 1869. And David, talk about the book and just kind of how the idea to do this came about, because this is a map I think a lot of people, especially if they're interested in history, have probably seen before.
Well, let me talk a little bit about the panorama itself. In the mid-1800s, an itinerant Austrian artist named Albert Ruger traveled the Midwest and the Northeast sketching panoramic bird's-eye views of cities. When I say bird's-eye, when you look at this panorama, let me interrupt. Typically, the panorama would be 4 to 5 feet wide, possibly 3-4 feet tall. Anyway, looking at the panorama, you'd think that he was in a hot air balloon when he sketched the panorama. But he wasn't. He was standing on the earth, imagining what things possibly looked like in a hot air balloon. It's really hard to describe it. Once you see it, it's amazing. Historians are always wondering what things were like in the past. And this book will, without a doubt, tell any historian, even an amateur historian, what things were like in Columbia 150 years ago. It's amazing.
And it's a marvelous look at the history of Columbia from the early days and some of what was going on there, the Flat Branch area, the right. area of Courthouse Square, of course, and the university campuses that were here. Talk about your background. You obviously, this is not just something you woke up one day a couple of weeks ago and decided to do. You've got some history behind you.
About 20 years ago, I retired and began writing a book. I was an assistant professor of hotel and restaurant management.
Okay.
And hotels, of course, were in the back of my mind all the time. So and when I retired, I traveled across Missouri gathering information about old hotels and inns and put together a book featuring the historic inns, hotels of Missouri. Every county is represented.
Oh, great.
The book turned out to be a New York City telephone book, about 850 pages, amazing. But anyway, I got traveling around and doing all of this information gathering, and somewhere along the line, I saw a very small rendering of this Ruger panorama. And I said, well, that's kind of interesting. Online, I found a source where I could buy one, and I bought one, and sure enough, here it was. And when you zoom into any part of this little sketch, the detail is amazing. You see little people in carts. You see actual trees. You see railroad tracks. You see bells on a... It's amazing.
One of the things, as we're talking with author David James, that you mentioned there, Columbia obviously kind of started off as a railroad town, and people are going to be familiar with the Katy Station and whatnot, and just kind of talk a little bit, as we see in the book, about how the town grew around the railroad.
Well, actually, it didn't. It grew around the Boonslick Trail, anything, yeah.
Earlier than railroad,
oh, yes,
yeah.
Yes, oh, yes. The town was flourishing before the railroad entered the picture.
Okay.
And the Boonslick Trail is a trail that ran from St. Louis to Franklin. And it serviced the town of St. Louis by the Boone brothers, brothers Boone, taking salt and traveling over the trail,
mm-hmm.
or maybe even using the port of Franklin as a place to. But anyway, the Boonslick Trail was also used by pioneers that were moving west. They would go as far as they could on the Cumberland Road, which stopped in St. Louis. And we're talking about 1820s, 1830s now. And they continued on westward on the Boonslick Trail. And it was a boon to Columbia. The initial trail didn't pass through Columbia, but the city fathers, being very smart, made sure that the trail was rerouted so that it
sure.
would go through. The train that you mentioned before arrived 2 years before this book,
okay.
1867, and it was a spur that connected us to the Centralia station, that the St. Louis train.
David James, the book again is called A Bird's Eye View of Columbia, circa 1869. One of the things, obviously, that has always been a part, certainly going back to these days and even before, of what Columbia is all about is education, and you have a lot of information here about all three of the campuses.
Yes, the book breaks Columbia down into eight sections and zeroes in on what things were like in 1869 in all of these sections. And zooming in on the University of Missouri section, there were four buildings in 1869. Four buildings.
And campus has grown a little since then.
Yeah, one was an observatory.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
But anyway, it's interesting what you can uncover in all of these areas.
Yes. And talk a little bit more about what was going on with the other campuses here. I mean, we've talked on this show many times about the history of the University of Missouri, but there's some good information here about the Women's College, what would become Stevens, and what was then Christian College is now Columbia College.
Well, one thing that people don't realize is that one of the few existing buildings from 1869 is located on the Columbia College campus. It's called Williams Hall. and it's behind the St. Clair Hall building that we know, the very long one. Directly behind St. Clair Hall was this Williams Hall that was used initially as the Columbia College, or actually Christian Female College.
Yes.
Later became Christian College, and then Columbia College. But it was a freestanding building for a while, and then wings were added to either side of it in 1873. And then the whole thing was torn down, and St. Clair Hall was built, except Williams Hall remains today.
Okay. David James, again, the book is called A Bird's Eye View of Columbia. There will be a Meet the Author event at the Boone County Historical Society on Saturday, the 21st. We're going to bring Chris Campbell back in as we wrap up our conversation with these three. Again, he's the executive director of the Boone County Historical Society. Chris, these stories are fun.
Oh.
And I enjoy visiting about this stuff and learning things. But talk about, for the people that are here in Boone County now and the future generations, why it's important for books like this to exist and for us to keep track of the history of our community.
Well, that's a big question, but it's my job to actually attack that question every single day. It's critical to know where we came from, who we were. It gives us perspective. It's been said many, many times, but there's no question that it allows us to know better where we're going if we already know where we came from. And like you said, the fun factor, you know,
sure.
There's very few people that aren't fascinated by history in some way or another. I always find it interesting when I meet young people who think that history classes or anything having to do with history is the most boring thing in the world. But if you bring up something to them that has some tiny kernel of relevance to them, all of a sudden they're fascinated and they begin to realize, oh, maybe history isn't so boring after all. But we've got a really unique history in central Missouri that's important to the entire nation. David touched on some of that. And if it weren't for people creating books like this, which is breathing life into something that a man named Albert Ruger did 140, 150 years ago, David has made in a very accessible soft cover book that is really fun and easy reading, something that's going to last for several more decades and fascinate people 30 years from now because David took the time to explore it. And so in David's own way, he is pushing the story of Columbia along another several decades.
And I think there's going to be things that a lot of people will find that do have relevance to their life. There's a church from that era that I've belonged to. Obviously, the university mm-hmm. campuses or other buildings that maybe people can see where the neighborhoods they go to school in or the neighborhoods some people even live in, what things were like there 150 years ago. So that's going to be something that they'll enjoy a great deal.
You can take whatever interests you and track it back 150 years. My interests are obviously the hotels that were there.
Yes.
And you can just follow the progression of the hotels by checking these maps and then doing a little more digging. Same way with churches, same way with schools, same way with businesses. Whatever your interest is, trains.
Yes.
Go to books like this and dig in and learn what you don't know, what happened 150 years ago.
Well, let's remind you of the dates. First of all of this information is going to be available at the website, boonehistory.org. But again, this coming Monday, July 16th, will be the Power Plus Beauty Squared concert with Debbie and Roshara Knight going to be a part of that, and they're both going to have accompaniment as well. And then we're going to have the book event Saturday the 21st. 7 o'clock on the Monday evening concert. What time is the book conversation going to be?
All of our Meet the Author events are at 10:30 in the morning on that third Saturday. And I might add that this particular one is going to be preceded by a special book sale. Bill Crawford, speaking of incredible local historians, we lost Bill at age 99 last December. His family very kindly donated hundreds of his personal book collection. And we will be making those available at very inexpensive prices to the public on that same Saturday morning, beginning at 10 a.m., 30 minutes before David starts his presentation.
All right. So again, 7 o'clock on Monday evening for the concert, and then Saturday the 21st if you want to get there early for the book sale, and then the author talk will begin at 10:30. Debbie DiAgostino, who will be singing at the concert, David James, who has written A Bird's Eye View of Columbia, Missouri, circa 1869, and Chris Campbell from the Boone County Historical Society. Again, it's boonehistory.org. Thanks to y'all for being here.
Thank you very much for having us.